squid, hanging like a hanged man in this building right downtown. An impressive specimen. California or Iceland? Guess I'll never know. You can't tell me anyway. You escape the mighty wrath of the sperm whale all your days. Now you're behind a plate of glass in a 5,000 gallon tank.
Live music here on Out of the Woods. Dave Richardson is here. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and that's the one that kicks off your new CD.
That's right. I believe. Yeah. Yes.
Called Squid.
Right.
And the new CD is out there. It's called Carry Me Along. It's been out, what, a few months now,
right? Just about a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent. Maybe a few months by the time people hear this. Great stuff. Yeah, if you look at the cover, there's Dave hiding behind the I don't know, the forest here or something.
Yeah, that's taken in my backyard.
It's like a Sasquatch in there. Excellent stuff. And we're trying to get a nice recording here for the show, and we have cats running around. So if we stop suddenly to throw cats in the basement, that is likely to happen. But Snowy over here has paused for a moment, and maybe he's relaxing a little bit.
I love it. Makes me feel right at home.
Yeah, I was watching some of your videos today, and I think I spotted one of your cats.
Could be. Very, very well,
almost,
could be.
Almost knocking a dulcimer off.
Yes, that's right.
You looked concerned for maybe a split second there. But, well, excellent. Yeah, the new CD's out. Love it. Great stuff.
Thank you.
And I'm assuming you've got that in all the usual locations where folks can go get that.
That's right. Yes. You can get it from my website, Bandcamp. And if you prefer to stream, you can do that anywhere fine digital recordings are sold. And I've also got the CD, and I pressed it to vinyl, so you can find the vinyl on my website as well.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah. Vinyl's cool.
I love it. I've got a huge collection at home. It was kind of a dream to make something someday that I thought was worthy of putting out on vinyl, and I couldn't resist. So
yeah, I still remember the old days. So it's all we used to have back in my day. But yeah, I'm mostly lazy now. I don't usually go to that extreme, but once in a while, when I'm in the mood, we'll get out the vinyl.
Nice.
We'll spin it. Well, maybe you got another one for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll do this one. This is called Rubies.
All right.
Chicken gumbo at the kitchen table, watching the snow blow. Lumpy is how I'm feeling, but I got rubies falling from the ceiling. My stuck on last night, which culminated in breaking up a bar fight. Getting moving is unappealing, but I got rubies falling from the ceiling. I got emeralds in my plumbing, they're filling up the sink, and I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes. I got topaz in my toothpaste and turquoise in my shampoo, but I can't wash away these sapphire blues. My to-do list is never ending. Gotta scoop the wood stove, screen door needs. That old bedroom paint is peeling, but I got rubies falling from the ceiling. This cold is brutal, and oh, I'm wishing for summer sun, I'd go out fishing. No shivering, shoveling, just riding, reeling. I got rubies falling from the ceiling. I got emeralds in my plumbing, they're filling up the sink, and I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes. I got garnet lined pajamas and a moonstone for a pillow, but I can't sleep away these sapphire blues. Coffee, sun's hanging low. Back at the kitchen table, where did my day go? It ain't paradise, but I'm dealing. No, I got rubies falling. Falling from the ceiling.
Dave Richardson for you here once again on Out of the Woods. Rubies. Yeah, I like the line about scooping the wood stove.
Yeah.
That's a New England line for sure.
For sure, yeah.
We've got one of those.
Yeah, I've got the pellet stove, which is it's a little easier than hauling in the cords of wood, but still got to clean it out every once in a while.
I like burning the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
I don't split it, no.
You know? Okay.
there were days when I used to split, too, but I'm too lazy for that now. No. Call the guy, have him back the truck up.
Yeah. Well, you still got to stack it, right?
Yeah. Right. Very cool. How did you come about that song? Sort of a New England theme almost in ways, huh?
Yeah. That song came about a few years ago during that crazy winter that we had, the snowpocalypse. I went to a songwriting workshop in Boston, and I was walking, taking the trip from the subway to the house where the workshop took place, and the snowbanks were as tall as me, and actually wrote the first verse in this workshop and then took it home and finished it up, back in New Hampshire. And it kind of feels like I've sort of become the person in that song in a few ways. I was living in an apartment at the time, but now I've got an 1850s farmhouse, and the chores and the to-do list never seems to get shorter. I've always finding stuff that needs to get done, but
that's a good thing.
Thankful for it. Yeah.
I like to putter about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, there's so many things in life you got to take care of. It. Sometimes it's hard to squeeze it all in there. But yeah, you've moved around quite a bit, according to your bio there.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in New England, and I'm back now. I grew up in Maine and spent some time out in Colorado. I was in New York for a little while. I was in the Boston area for a couple of years, but my wife and I have settled in up in Vermont now, and we've had our house there for about a year and a half, and I think we're there to stay for a while. It's we love it. It's
excellent. Dave Richardson's here, folks. Maybe we can get him to play another one for you. Going to the cheat sheet.
That's right. Always got to have the list. I thought I'd do this one. This is called Front Porch Time.
All right.
Dry, the wheels flat in an old black cat's crossing through your path. You're worn out, beat up, fit to self-destruct. Well, just hold tight. It's just about that. Porch time, in the sunset glow, you're looking so very fine. The heat of the day is burned away, right on time. So pour in the wine, front porch time. All smiles, no stress, and your flower print dress smells fresh from the clothesline. The clouds in my brain break up and float away now that I'm here with you. Ah, here. In the sunset glow, you're looking so very fine. The heat of the day is burned away, right on. the bottle is empty, and I know you don't have to tell me it's time to come inside. But can I have one more song to carry me along till tomorrow night? Friend, porch time in the sunset glow, you're looking so very fine. The heat of the day is burned away, right on time. So pour the wine, front porch time. Front porch
Dave Richardson for you here on Out of the Woods. Great stuff.
Thank you.
After that sort of cold song, yeah. we now have a warm song.
Exactly.
First thing I said to Dave when he got out of the car was like, is this spring? Because it's been a heck of a year up this way.
It's been, kind of a roller coaster. Warmer than normal and then colder and all this snow. And
yeah. Raining today, but it feels like we might actually be getting somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
The snowbanks are getting kind of tiny.
They're dwindling.
I'm always one of the last people to lose the snow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we're on that side of the street.
Uh-huh.
So how long have you been doing this music thing?
Yeah, well, I've been playing music and in bands since high school. My best friend and I had a band all through high school. His name's Sam Mulligan. He's a musician as well. And then we went our separate ways, went to college, and I started doing the folk thing and have been writing, since then. So 13, 14 years, of writing and playing around. It's always kind of been a side thing more than my main focus. And about 4 years ago, I went to a music camp called Miles of Music Camp, in New Hampshire. And that kind of changed my life. I met so many amazing people through that. All of the musicians, almost all of them who, recorded on the record with me were people I met there, and, really just kind of kickstarted things for me. So,
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I saw a few names on the CD that I recognize there, like Jefferson Hamer,
yeah,
Emily Muir.
Right.
Yeah. I play both of them on the show. They're fabulous.
They are fabulous. Yeah. They're both. I'm so, so thankful that they lent their voices and their instruments to this record. I wouldn't have dreamed of it 4 years ago. Like I said, it's crazy.
So is this your career now, full-time musician?
I'm working on it. Yeah. I've still got the day job, but I'm sort of shifting that balance from more day job to more music. So, I've been working to book more stuff this year, and things are just taking off. It's very exciting. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah,
Dave Richardson's here, folks, on Out of the Woods, and maybe we can get him to play another one for us.
Yeah, let's do that. Thought I'd do this one. This is not on the record. This is a little newer than that. A song called We Got a Boat.
All right.
Comfort got the best of me. I filtered out what I didn't want to see. Sat and looked on silently. Well, I won't do that no more. We can't wait on the world to change. We gotta do a little something every day. chip away. That's how things get done. Oh, the rain does pound and the wind does blow. Oh, we're not drowning, we got a boat. My window, all is calm. It's easy to believe that the fighting is done, but I know the war rages on. There's so much left to do. No matter how many songs I gotta make, whistles I blow or rules I break, I place, meetings I take, I will be heard. Oh, 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 the rain does pound and the wind does blow. Oh, 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 we're not drowning, we got a boat. Oh, 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 up on the deck or down below. Oh, 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 up your seat, stop to rest, but don't retreat. Get out of the house and into the streets. Let's get together now. And if we keep our candles burning bright, put them together, make a big spotlight. Just and right, we can follow that light back home. Oh, 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 the rain does pound and the wind does blow. Oh, 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 we're not drowning, we got a boat.
Get on board. Dave Richardson, brand new song. Yeah, great stuff.
Thank you.
I actually saw a video of you playing that one, surrounded by greenery and playing a dulcimer.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's a somewhat new instrument for me. I've had it, I think, about 2 years now. And it's been really fun. I always find when I pick up a new instrument, songs sort of come out. It's very stimulating. So
very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had written down a list of favorites in case you wanted requests, and that was right at the top of the list.
Oh, excellent.
So there.
Sweet.
Very nice. Dave Richardson's here and came down this afternoon from Vermont. And so where are you heading next? You got some dates coming up. I jotted down here.
Yes. I will be, I think the next thing would be, the New England Folk Festival on April 21st. I've been there a couple of times and it's just an amazing, celebration of traditional music. So I've put together an hour of traditional folk ballads, about, cruel mothers and dead lovers. So lovers that have been separated by death or by cruel, wicked mothers. And that, so I'll be...
That's what makes a good folk song.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot to choose from.
Very cool. Where in... is that in Massachusetts?
That is. That's in Mansfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, yes. A town I know very well.
Yeah.
My grandmother lived there.
Oh, nice.
My mother grew up there.
Excellent.
Yeah, cool. I should get down there for that.
You should. It's really fun. It's really fun. They've got everything from Morris dancing and contra dancing to shape note and all kinds of traditional music. It's a really amazing weekend. Very happy cool. to be a part of it.
Where do they hold that in town there?
They do that at the high school and the middle school that are right next to each other. They basically take over the whole both of the schools for the weekend.
Oh, neat.
And so there's, you know, stuff happening in the cafeterias and the gyms and the classrooms and outside. And
I might have a plan now.
Yeah.
I need to go visit the cemeteries and then go to the festival.
Hear some music, yeah.
Get some food.
Right.
Take care of all that stuff all at once. Yes. All right. Well, I think we should probably take a quick break here for station identification and all that. But we'll be right back with more from Dave Richardson right after this.